Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Al, I spoke with Walt Anderson in the command center in New York, and what they're telling me, they did not get our enhanced video that we showed the ball touching the finger. What they had was the raw feed from our cameras, and it was not clear and obvious to them that it touched the finger.
Controversy last night, a very clear muffed punt, should have been a fumble. They got wrong.
Yep.
They brought in the rules analyst to say, they got this wrong.
And explain it's because we have better views than they do.
Than New York.
Which, how is that possible?
I don't know. They didn't get it. The game was in Seattle. Maybe it's they mailed it.
Carrier pigeon?
Yep. Happy Friday. Hey, listen. Bills playing on Monday night means that you get... It's like adding a day to the week. You get Sunday. Sunday is going to roll around, and Sunday at 2 o'clock, I'm going to feel like the most productive person on earth. Look at all these things I've done with my Sunday.
Productive?
Yeah.
Why would you? You're just going to sit in front of the tube and watch?
You can do a lot of stuff and then still watch football. When the Bills don't play on a Sunday,
yeah,
the things you can get done, it's unbelievable. It's like a free day. It's kind of like a three-day weekend.
I will have three screens working at the same time with every football game I can get my hands on.
It is a good Sunday. It's going to be a good red zone day.
Yes, it is. And we get another London game.
Yep.
So a nice long day of football, starting with, what is it, Bears and Jaguars that we talked about earlier?
And you're going.
And I'm going, so I'll be in New York. Actually, never mind. Right, I will be golfing on Sunday. We're playing Bethpage Black on Saturday, and then we're playing Bethpage Red on Sunday. But I will definitely have the phone on Red Zone while we're playing. So I'll be keeping track, at the very least. Fantasy lineups. I mean, I might have to start Ty Johnson this week, by the way, and probably my number one fantasy lineup. And I don't know. Is he the starter? We talked about it with Sal earlier. I might bet that he is. Might be my pick. But this week, what's the best game on Sunday?
Washington-Baltimore.
Okay, yes.
Isn't that
absolutely
by a mile?
Yes, I think it
Welcome.
Is. The over-under in that game is 52.
By the way, all the over-unders are creeping back up. Offense,
yes, they are.
Offense is back up. Touchdowns are back up. Had a lull, and it's heading back in the right direction. I don't know if the Bills Jets will do that, but
Bills Jets
offense is coming back.
Third lowest over-under of the week, I think. Fourth lowest of the week. Broncos Chargers is lower. Steelers Raiders is lower. And then there's another one in there. Patriots Texans,
yeah,
maybe is the other.
All right, well, let's do it. Let's get to the Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy.
Football!
Super, super, great, great, American football Friday frenzy.
By the way, I'll have to figure out what the tailgate landscape looks like at MetLife on Monday. I don't think do they get rave reviews for the tailgate scene? It's kind of an empty, giant lot, the whole area, I think.
It's pretty much what tailgating is, though. Standing in an empty lot with cars in it. So a full lot.
I guess that's true.
Jacksonville, Chicago, and London. Jacksonville is due to renew its London deal soon. It runs out. They have to redo their London deal.
Playing two games a year there?
Yeah.
Okay. Are they probably not going to renew it because they are pouring money into a renewed stadium?
No, I think they'll keep doing it.
They'll keep doing it?
They get paid for it. They get paid.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you sell a game to London.
All right. They are spending a lot on that stadium, though.
Yeah. Well, they're not getting a new stadium so much as they're redoing their old stadium.
Yes.
They're
gonna that's right.
Dress it up quite a bit. Anyway, Jags and Bears.
Caleb Williams is starting to play well. He started slow, and it's starting to come around a little bit.
How much of that is opponent? Because last week they played the Panthers, and everybody does well against the Panthers.
Okay, that's fair.
The week before he played the Rams, and it was 157 and a touchdown.
Yep.
Completion percentage was 74, but yeah, he's been fine.
Yeah.
This game,
but it looked bad in his first two games.
If Jaden Daniels is not in the conversation, do you know who the offensive rookie of the year is? Okay, Malik Neighbors.
Well, if he gets on the field, yeah, right. He might miss another one.
Honorable mention though, Brian Thomas Jr. is the real deal.
Yeah. Yes, he is. He's awesome. He's lightning fast.
Yep.
He will run away from everybody.
I remember, famously from the wide receiver train, my favorite highlight of the draft, most of it, at least Brian Thomas Jr., my favorite highlight of his was, there was a screen pass to Malik Neighbors or to a running back on the other side of the field.
Yeah.
It was thrown away from his side. I think it was a Neighbors touchdown.
Oh, like I remember this screen. Vaguely.
And Brian Thomas Jr. ran 80 yards to catch Neighbors and throw one final block that he didn't even have to. I just remember thinking, like, that dude is A, fast. He's one of these guys like Tyreek Hill. When somebody else scores a touchdown, he's like, I'm fast enough to celebrate with this guy. I'm just going to go in with him. That's how fast he is. So Brian Thomas Jr. looks great, and the Jaguars, they get a win here. They might think they can pull this thing out of the fire. So that's the early game. The single game in CBS, we will get Washington-Baltimore.
Nice. Good.
Look out, man. If Washington, who's going to stop them right now? It's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah.
You know what's going to stop them? Their defense is trash. But wouldn't you pick them to win the East?
I would pick them to win the East right now. If they win the East, does Daniels have a realistic look at MVP? Like, what if they're the 2 seed in the NFC?
Yeah. That's a good question.
The problem with him is they have an award for him already.
Rookie of the year.
Right. But you can win two. You just have to have a historically good season usually. And you need everybody else to not be great. And that might be happening. Mahomes is the favorite for MVP right now, and he has not looked good.
Well, if you have Derrick Henry this week, congratulations. And if you're playing against him, look out. Washington stops no one.
Yep.
That game, Washington games are great ones to have fantasy stakes in because the Commanders score points and they don't stop anybody. Houston at New England, Nico Collins out for several weeks.
He's on IR, so 4 weeks minimum.
Yeah. So Diggs and Tank Dell, see their workload go up in New England, and Christian Gonzalez usually erases whoever he plays.
And it's Drake May's first start at quarterback. So
New England's line is horrendous.
Yeah. I think that could go well. I know the line stinks and the weapons are really bad, but I liked May, and he can move around a little bit, and his standard's not going to be set very high. He just has to look competent with all of that mess around him, and I think that'll be a very good sign for them.
What's his over-under for rushing yards?
Drake May?
Yeah.
You're going to want to take it because he's going to be running for his life?
He will run for his life, and rushing yards only count when you actually run the ball. When you get sacked, it's not rushing yards.
Right.
So, unless he's doing kneel downs, I don't expect those.
No, I wouldn't either.
May can move. He was good athletically. He can move. He's not Jaden Daniels, but Drake May rushing yards, 25.5.
That's a healthy
number.
That's
a big number.
That is a healthy number, yeah.
25.5. Well, I guess I can't sneak that one through.
Yeah. No, they're
on
to it.
Holy cow.
They're on to that.
Last week, Josh's number was 30 last week, and he did go over.
Are the Texans the favorite for the 1 seed right now?
No, Baltimore. Nah, Kansas City. Kansas City is. Kansas City's unbeaten.
Texas division looks so
bad. Kansas City is, it's funny, like, you know what the Chiefs are doing? They're getting away from the thing that, everybody eats, and they're just going to throw it to Kelce a bunch. It's going to be Kelce, Juju, I guess, but I bet it's the Chiefs. Their defense is still good.
They'll play later in the year, Houston, Kansas City.
Yeah. Indy and Tennessee, that's going to be Joe Flacco and Will Levis.
Is it going to be Joe Flacco?
I think so. Okay. I saw that Anthony Richardson was doubtful.
Okay. Flacco has looked better than... no, hold on. No, I think it's going to be Richardson. Rappaport yesterday, Richardson was a full participant in practice.
That's too bad.
So I think it's going to be Richardson. Yeah. I mean, that's what their season's about, though. Indy needs... Their whole year is about... Because they've been doing the Flacco thing, right? They went from Brissett, little Luck, to Brissett, to Rivers, to Wentz, to whoever, Minshew, right? Like, they just, one after the other. Matt Ryan was in there at one point. Like, they've done the Flacco thing. They need to find out how good Anthony Richardson can be. That's their the meaning of their whole season. So they should play him, and he's going to play. But Houston, but the Texans, the Titans are not a good team, so they could win that game anyway.
Their defense has some good players.
Tennessee's?
Yep.
Yeah.
They've got a decent defense. All right, so
there's another. Isn't Arizona Green Bay a good 1 o'clock game?
Yes,
that's a good game.
I think that is a good game. That's in Green Bay. Oh, speaking of Richardson, one last point I want to make out. So, Indy at Tennessee. Do you know this is Anthony Richardson's second career outdoor game in the NFL?
Come on.
Yeah, he only played like four last year.
Yeah, okay.
It's his second career outdoor game.
Well, that's funny.
Arizona Green Bay. Kyler Murray having a nice season.
Yes, he is.
And the
Jaden Reed is having a nice season.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
So Arizona Green Bay, that's not that bad. I like
four
that
and a half for Green Bay.
We are not getting that game. We are getting a more annoying game here
on Fox.
Yes. So here I mentioned we're getting Baltimore Washington. I will definitely watch that. Over your other choice, the Fox early game is Cleveland Philadelphia.
Oh,
I mean, you want to talk about ugly and annoying teams?
That's bad. And really, it's mostly the Eagles are not fun to watch, but Cleveland is like, don't put them on television.
Yeah.
They should not be on television right now.
Cleveland, Philly.
Man.
Tough one.
Well, root for the Eagles, I think, because I still think the easiest receiver trade idea for the Bills is Amari Cooper.
But that's also the easiest trade idea for any team that wants to trade for a receiver.
That's
could
true.
Could be the Chiefs, could be the Steelers.
That's true, but I want the bidding war. If he never becomes available, then I have zero chance of getting him. And the only way he becomes available, I think, is if the Browns continue to really stink.
Tampa, New Orleans, another Fox early game. Fox late game, the most of the country gets Detroit and Dallas.
Okay.
You want the, well, we'll see.
Thanksgiving Bowl.
Can I give you the lock of the week?
Sure.
David Montgomery, anytime touchdown.
Yeah.
He scores in every game, and Dallas is terrible against the run.
They're like the worst run defense ever.
David Montgomery, anytime touchdown. There's my lock of the week. Detroit and Dallas. Detroit's a great offense for the most part. Dallas defense stinks.
Yep.
Should be a fun game to watch. The other game that most of the country does not get is Atlanta at Carolina.
Yuck.
Look for Kirk Cousins to throw for 300 again.
Darnell Mooney. He is a must fantasy play now at this point.
Yeah.
He's been good every game for them.
Would look nice on the Bills.
And then the Sunday night game?
Bengals and Giants, and maybe no Malik Nabers again. By the way,
that's a close spread, though. Bengals only by 3.5. Man, the Bengals, if they fall to 1-5.
They're 1-4.
They're 1-4 right now. You can't lose to the Giants if you're the Bengals. I mean, if they start losing, they're going to start talking about renting T. Higgins out to somebody at the deadline, huh?
Hey, for what it's worth, like Daniel Jones, he played the Vikings, went for 186 and two interceptions. Everyone's like, this guy's career is over.
Yep.
And since then, it's been fine. He didn't do well against the Cowboys, but Commanders, 178 is not great. But two touchdowns, no picks. Browns, two touchdowns, no picks. Seahawks, two touchdowns, no picks. 257 throwing. Quarterback rating of 109 in two of his last three games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's giving them something. Six touchdowns and three picks on the year. His career high is 24 touchdowns. He's got six touchdowns in five games. Like, he's going to flirt with 22, 23 touchdowns. And I don't know if it's exactly like a reclamation project for Brian Daboll, but
yeah,
to get a win without Nabers was impressive.
Although,
did you think the Giants would
have... Are we thinking Seattle is maybe not as impressive as we thought?
That's right. That's right. But still, like...
And it was at Seattle. I don't want to take too much credit.
You're the Giants without one player that's transcendent.
Yeah.
Did we go into the year thinking the Giants would have better receivers than the Bills? Because they unquestionably do. With Nabers.
We might have thought that already.
Neighbor, did you think that about Wandale Robinson?
And no, I mean, he was an interesting player, but he's not.
Darius Slayton.
Right now, he's great.
Slayton's never healthy. When he is, he's pretty good.
Yeah, no, that's right. Nabers was so exciting, though. And man, has he lived up to it.
Boy, he better get back in the lineup.
If you're redrafting like a rookie fantasy draft right now, he's going over Harrison.
Oh, for sure.
Like 100%. He might go, ooh, that'd be a good question. If you did a dynasty draft today, is he number one overall?
I would take him number one overall.
Number one?
What's who's the argument for who's next?
Bijan? No, not Bijan right now, right?
No, Bijan doesn't get...
Bijan, Scott Pianowski told us his backup's outplaying him right now.
Mm. Yep.
That can't sit well with you.
No, it doesn't.
All the hype. for Bijan.
So much hype. Could he not be the next Saquon?
Okay, so by that you mean he is flashy and fast and like muscular, right? The calves and whatnot, but
just, you know,
he's not actually that great.
He sure looks like there's a lot of ability, and then he goes to a franchise that's competent, and it's like, oh, he can score 4 touchdowns a game.
Oh, I see.
That's what I mean.
I mean, the Falcons are competent right now, aren't they?
They are. Things are fine for them offensively for the most part.
And he's not been, like, horrible. It's just, you know, the expectation for him is you are the best running back in football.
And he's not.
No, he's definitely not. Not yet, at least.
College football this week, Ohio State at Oregon.
Big Ten rivalry. Let's go.
Yeah. UB Bulls play home tomorrow against Toledo.
Uh-huh. What else is this week? I think Georgia-Alabama kind of already did this, but I bet it's going to even further this take on Saturday, that the new playoff format doesn't kill the big, big matchups. The big, big matchups are still great to watch. Everyone cares about them. You still do have stakes because the bye is on the line between Ohio State and Oregon. Like, if you lose this game, you're probably not getting the bye. Or at least you're going to have a lot tougher time of getting it.
Listen, my entire
professional sports.
My entire college football existence is waiting for Ohio State to lose a game or two so they can't be in the playoff, only for them to be allowed in the playoff anyway. So now college football season is ruined.
But now you'll get to root against them when they play, Tennessee
now
in a playoff game.
I need Ohio State to probably lose 4 games to be kept out of the playoff.
That might be right. There's a 3-loss Ohio State get in. A 3-loss Ohio State might get in. You also have Texas, Oklahoma this week, by the way.
Yeah.
Texas, number one team in the country.
803-0550. That's Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy. You can give us a call on the Sabres if you want. They had their home opener last night. Reviews. How about fan reviews of the arena? How it looks. The Jumbotron is legit. It is spectacular. Here's where you say, I don't care, I just want to win games. That's fine. 2 things can be true. The Jumbotron is amazing. It's very, very nice.
Jumbotron's amazing. The mural looks amazing.
Mural's
the food
great.
Tastes amazing.
A lot of good food options, more so than years past. I think the beer options could get better in there.
Okay.
But you got some choices.
They're getting there with the arena.
Listen,
the seats should really be next.
I didn't want to come in today and be the person that yells like some grown 45-year-old adult man, father of 3, about how the goal song is wrong. So I'm not going to yell about it, but it is unquestionably wrong. Kickstart My Heart is a miss. It's a big miss.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
It does feel more like a song you would play as the game is beginning rather than a goal song.
You play it at a face-off in the second period with 9 minutes left.
Yeah,
it is played in every building. It's a miss. I've got a lot of people tweeting me about it too. Like, I cannot believe they chose "Kickstart My Heart."
Well, you tweeted out the video of what they're doing in Seattle.
Yes,
and the fan engagement that you get from some other goal songs in the league. Like, I don't know what you expect to get. You're not. I don't think you are expecting. I don't know how you get.
Are they thinking
fan engagement?
People will shout out "Whoa, yeah!" Because I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think they are. I think they're just. It feels like a lazy choice to me.
I don't know. I can't.
I don't know about that.
It's hard to understand how it would be chosen.
It's a weird choice.
It's a fine song to play at the arena. It's got a place in every arena. If we're doing a arena song draft, something we've joked about before where, you know, you actually had to draft songs that you play in your building and no other team could play them, Kickstart My Heart would be like a top 10 pick because everybody uses it. It's akin to using Start Me Up for a goal song. You would never do it.
Yeah.
It's at every arena. You just never do it. It's
It'd be like drafting Josh Allen and then say, we're going to play him at safety. Just this thing is really good. You just are putting it in the complete wrong position.
It's definitely in the wrong spot. It's
We
Will Rock You as a goal song. Like, that's not a goal song. It's not what it's for.
You mentioned
Seattle. They're playing Lithium by Nirvana. And the cut-up has it where they scream, let's go Kraken, as part of the cadence of the song, and it's pretty well done.
Yeah. It sounded,
are you going to play it?
It sounded awesome.
I would like to say, before we play this clip, I still think the name Kraken is terrible, but go ahead and listen to this clip.
This is Lithium.
The goal has been scored. They're celebrating.
In Climate Pledge Arena with their two jumbotrons.
I like it.
That's the goal song.
And Nirvana's from Seattle.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Yep.
It's perfect.
Like,
it's perfect.
It's germane to the scene.
Mm-hmm.
It flashes the words on the board, and it's when they score, we will all yell together.
Yep.
And all everybody that wants a good goal song ever dreams of is having something like Chelsea Dagger. It's all everybody wants in the world. You should be trying to find the next Chelsea Dagger. Hit or miss. Find a song that people don't know and turn it into. Isn't there a song by the Fratellis that became a goal song somewhere? The Rangers have theirs.
The Fratellis sing Chelsea Dagger.
Okay, sorry. Thank you. That's the one. I'm thinking about Hall & Oates, You Make My Dreams Come True for Toronto. Cheesy song. You could sing along to it.
The Rangers have The Whip, I think it's called.
Is that what it is?
By Loxley, I think.
Whoa. Hey. Like, that's all... I told you, I'm not going to be the 45-year-old adult who writes about goal songs.
Here we go.
But that's literally all anybody wants at these games is to all just sing and chant together. Now, we also need you to score goals to do it. But, man, it's just a miss.
I'm looking at a list of goal songs in the league. The Minnesota Wild do the shout song, the Isley Brothers version of the shout song. That you can't do that here because the Bills exist.
Right.
But the shout song's a great goal song.
Sure.
Right? The Bruins with Zombie Nation is a good goal song, right?
I would say that's terrible.
It's
been their goal song for like 20 years.
Yeah, that's terrible. The Patriots come out the Crazy Train. I mean, that's also awful.
The Blue Jackets do for Those About to Rock.
Yeah, because they fire a cannon.
They fire a cannon.
It's a big, giant cannon.
Yeah, that's right. Chelsea Dagger. Who else has got a good one here? Without Me by Eminem is the Red Wings. Is there a tie-in the Sabres could have done
is everyone in the stands going, da 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 da? Are they trying to get people to do that?
That might be right.
It's also a tie-in because Eminem's from Detroit.
Well, that's what I mean, right? Like, is that why they picked that? Because people, again, the goal is just to get people to sing along.
Yeah.
The shout song, why is it fun? It's because we all sing it. It's the reason it's fun.
Right.
And I just don't know. Maybe we'll all take to kick my... Listen, if 19,000 people start singing Kickstart My Heart every night because there's a spot that we feel like it's right,
I don't know.
I take every single word of it back because all I want is the entire arena to know some words and sing them together. And I just think that the song has no potential for that.
I don't know. I don't know where that would even happen in the song, you know?
There's a whoa and a yeah, but it happens too early. It's not easy to nail.
Now, they are doing a different song for the Black and Red, though.
Right. The Woohoo song. You know what?
Is that better?
Make it do it for the whole season. Yes.
It's way better.
Yeah. Everybody can yell Woohoo. It's, you know, 1990s era Sabres and Senators, and everybody used it in the 90s, but who cares? At least people will sing along to it.
I bet you, though, I wonder if the season starts going. And
they notice
as we predict Kickstart My Heart, nobody is going to get engaged with it. And as if they start singing Woohoo and they're wearing the black and red, will they just quietly start playing that all the time if fans are into it? Because how could you not? You know, if the second goal song for black and red works that way and the first one doesn't, how could you not notice that and make that change? Just feels like it would be so obvious to do that. So maybe we will get a change. Maybe it won't be the whole year.
803-0550. You want to...
Or if they make the playoffs, then we're just going to love every little thing about them.
I mean, we could still... Let Me Clear My Throat was a terrible goal song throughout.
If they made the playoffs,
it still would have been bad. I just hate everything. I'm sorry. Don't listen to a word I say. I don't hate everything. Can I give you a quick stat on the Sabres?
Sure.
So Chad DeDomenic says they do the chart there at expectedbuffalo.com. The chart is the pace to make the playoffs. How many points do you need? Do you know what the goal for points this month was? How many points do the Sabres need in October to keep the pace? The pace is 95. How many points do they need this month? Answer, 12.
Okay.
How many remaining points are there this month? Answer, 14.
Oh.
To stay on pace, they guys win 6 out of 7.
I heard Bulldog say this yesterday. My goal, it's like my own moral victory for the Sabres this year would be to never this season have to say the sentence, well, guys, if they win 7 of their next 10, they're right back in it.
Yeah, I'd like to make the moral
just never
the goal for myself. I'd like to make the goal for myself to never once have to do the math.
Right.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine telling a Tampa fan you're doing math in the playoffs. Like, what was that?
Yeah.
What do? Well, you count how many games you have left. I don't get it. Huh? What's that? I'd like to not do the math, personally.
Right. But here we are in the fourth game, before the fourth game of the year already. Like, well, guys, to stay on the 95-point pace, we got to win 6 of our next 7.
Yeah.
Sweet. We're already there. We've already made it. I've already lost my moral victory goal.
803-0550. All right, we'll get some more calls in. We'll just, you know, chat about stuff. What else can we be mad about? Anything? Anybody mad about anything else?
I'm about to have like one of the best guys weekends of my life, so I don't think I can be mad about almost anything right
nice.
Now. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Golf and football. I mean, perfect.
What's better?
Yeah.
You going out for the Sabres game on Saturday night? You gonna go to a Sabres supporters bar there in New York?
What are the odds that there's any place in that entire metropolis of a city that has the Sabres game on it?
There's definitely going to be some. There's
Where? I'm going to find a Saber Panther game on a TV, but I could ask for it on, I'm sure.
Yeah, Kelly's. Kelly's Sports Bar, New York.
That's the one?
Home of the Sabres, Bills, Cubs, Bulls. Yep, there you go. Go to Kelly's.
Wait, it's like a Buffalo / Chicago supporters bar?
I got multiple Sabres bars in New York.
Okay. Sure. Maybe we'll go find it somewhere on a TV. Or we'll just go to Rangers versus Utah and go see what a real NHL game is.
Instead of that, why don't you go to a Panthers bar? Florida Panthers supporters bar New York?
No, yeah,
that
I don't know about
would be
that.
Fun to find. All right, we'll get a break and stop this nonsense. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Hey, hot dogs!
Hot dogs!
How about the gourmet here? You know what he wanted? Hot dogs. Okay.
Hot dogs, yep.
No, they make those things out of hot shit, you know?
Hot dogs! Get your hot dogs! Hot, hot, hot dogs!
Did not have the hot dog of the day yesterday at the game. We got a Florida Panthers game tomorrow at the KeyBank Center. The dog of the day
for Florida.
Sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
Miami.
Cats.
Ish. Lauderdale. Panthers.
You did not just say cats. Why'd you say cats?
They call them the cats.
Because
the Panthers.
They
well, I know, but what does a cat have to do with a hot dog?
It doesn't have to be a cat. It could be cat themed.
Just took me back to horse meat from last year.
Right. It's not. I'm not predicting it's cat meat. The Panthers are going to have some sort of.
Is there some
seafood?
Is there going to be some theme about trying to be the King Slayer here because you're playing the Cup Champs?
Ooh, okay.
You know, like.
All right. How would you go about that, though?
I don't know.
Because if we go with the area. South Florida food, what comes to mind? We're talking like, okay, are we talking like seafood kind of?
Sometimes.
Like marlin.
Yeah. Fort Lauderdale food.
Am I only picking species you can't?
There's some New Orleans style stuff in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. But you're not going to go New Orleans style, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of do like the trophy tie-in. Like the cup is... Silver?
Sure.
Could you do like... Nah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think
this might be a tough one.
Taco. It's going to be like a taco dog.
Taco dog?
Yeah, let's do that. Chipotle.
Is there a
chorizo?
Yeah.
Chorizo dog. That's final answer. Chorizo dog, salsa verde with onion straws.
Onion straws, okay. Is there like a player that fits for this?
Scott Mellenby. Rats. Don't forget about the rats. Florida's got a rat.
I don't think that helps us.
No.
I don't think that helps us.
No rat theme?
I don't think you want a rat-themed hot dog. Just a guess.
How about rhino on it for Sam Reinhart's return?
You want to make a Reinhart
dog?
Hey,
rhino. Will the Sabres congratulate him on winning the Stanley Cup?
No, they will not congratulate Sam Reinhart when there is zero chance.
You know, welcome.
He's been back a bunch,
I'm saying you
right?
could do welcome backs. So you can't do congratulations. Being told,
I don't think you can do no.
Last year's Florida dog was maybe Cuban inspired, like a ham and
okay.
You know, all right. DJ in Virginia. Hey, DJ.
Hey guys. So I don't know about you guys. I hate doing things that I'm just terrible at. And the Pegulas have basically been terrible at owning the Sabres since they started. How many, and we're not going to make it this year. I'm sure we're going to have to tear down the team again. So it's probably another 3-year wait till we make the playoffs. How many years of just being terrible at something do you guys think it would take you before you just sell the team?
I don't know. I know what you're asking. But they're not selling the team.
Here's what I would say.
Not the controlling interest of the team. If you told me in a year they're going to sell off 20% of it, I'm not sure I'd be stunned at that. But to sell the whole team, I don't know. You think he would? Part of that question, too, is do you think the Pegulas would walk away never having won with it once?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I mean, at one point it was, listen, the economics of the NHL have changed a lot since they bought the team. What was the salary cap the year they bought it? $64 million? And what is it now?
Yeah, 90, about.
92? And the league's business model is expansion. I really think that's their business model. They've been stagnant for quite some time. The cap didn't move anywhere. How many teams make a profit? Last time there was a lockout, we found it was like 5 teams that fund the whole league. The other teams exist because they need teams to exist.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know. Would it take me to sell the team? If I don't understand. I could never understand like how spending that much money on something, of course. But if you have enough money to do it, I don't know. Look at your own fantasy football team. You haven't made the playoffs in 10 years. Do you quit? Or do you just keep going because you enjoy it? You would try to win. Do you want to win? You know, how invested are they? How much do they care about winning it? I don't know.
Yeah. So. Spending to the cap would be a start for just. It feels like. I do wonder what would come next because they do feel to me like they are a mom and pop shop, you know? And in my own mind, I do wonder. They once said, was this in the COVID year? When they did that Zoom call with the media, Terry Pegula and Kim Pegula, and they said they felt let down by the hockey world, right? They felt let down by the hockey world is what they said. So what we're going to do, we're going to do our own people. And since then, I feel like they've been run. They feel like a mom and pop shop.
They were let down by the hockey world because of Botterill.
Because of Botterill and Murray maybe too, yeah, right? Like because
the hockey world
and Bylsma.
Yeah, the hockey world said Botterill, and Botterill was horrendous.
Yeah, but I wonder if they would ever feel like, okay, well, let's go back to that. Let's try this proven GM. Let's get him in here to take over someone that's done it elsewhere, not just one of our own people. Like, I do wonder if that's what would come next, but I don't know how optimistic I am about that, that if this year goes poorly and they fire Kevin Adams, that they're not just going to promote somebody from within.
Yeah, who gets the job from there?
Right.
Jeff in Hamburg is next up. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Hot dog thing. Why not gator dogs? You can easily make sausage with gator, and you could mix it even with like andouille, and it would taste good. I like gator anyways, and it's probably easy enough to get around here. I mean, you can find it. And on the GM thing, I don't understand how many times has Dudley been available, and they just keep. At least he's a respected GM. I just feel like they just keep tripping over themselves. Over and over again.
Yeah. I would eat gator.
Have you had gator before?
No, I would eat it mainly, and you know, first off, I'd eat most, but gator would eat me. So, you know.
That one is, it's different than, yeah, sure, maybe other things I've
eaten before.
Eye
for an eye.
Have I ever eaten a meat of an animal that would eat me? I don't think so. Right?
Yeah, it's not stuff that, first off, there aren't that many that would.
Sure. That would be legal also. Right. Yeah, gator might be it. All right. How tough would that be to get in, though, and then mass produce it for the arena?
Seems like it'd be a very not very cost effective.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm into it, though. If you could pull it off,
yeah,
that would be a good one. I'm into it.
803-0550. Joe's off to Bethpage Black. What are you going to shoot out there today?
Ooh,
here's a question. Here's what I want to do. I want to do the old course handicap. Are you playing the tips? What's the plan here? Has it been discussed?
We have not discussed what tees we're playing. I can't imagine we're playing the tips, though. How many? I don't actually even know how many options they provide you. Is it only the tips?
So, detailed scorecard, Bethpage Black. You have blue tees. Holy cow. The blue tees are the blue tees are the back tees.
Okay.
And that's 7,400 yards. You're not playing those.
Not doing that.
You're going to play the whites, okay?
All right, we're going to play the whites. What are the whites?
Par 71, always love to see that.
Yep. Okay.
6,700 yards. I'm going to plug it in. Your handicap is what right now?
14.5.
The course rating is 74.2.
Okay.
The slope is 155. That's a big number. No, it's 148. 148 for the blue.
That's still a pretty big
148.
Number.
148. And par is 71. So you will play that course. Your handicap. Oh, my God. Your handicap is a 22 there.
Come on.
Yeah, your handicap's a 22.
From the whites?
From the whites.
A 22?
Yeah. Yeah.
What am I walking into?
I've had friends that have played it and said, you got to do it, but it's horrible.
Like it's going to eat you alive?
Yeah.
Every review I've heard is if you are in the rough, it's a death sentence. Like you've got, just get it out 10 yards. Get it out of the rough. Get back to the fairway and don't go back into the rough. That's what I've been told. The rough is as thick as anything you've ever experienced in your life.
Yeah. 22. You're a 22.
A 22? All right. At least we'll all be playing on the same, you know, level, basically.
Will you break 110?
Yes, I think I'll break 110.
All right. There's the number. Over/under 110.
I think I have it in me to break 100, but I might have to play perfect.
22 says it's going to be tough.
Yeah. If I have a perfect round, I think I can get to 99.
Yeah. Well, good luck. We'll wrap things up. Hand off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sean McDermott scheduled to join the show at 10:15. Tune in to WGR each Bills game day during the regular season for your chance to answer our tailgate trivia question presented by Game Day Hospitality. It's your chance to win two VIP tickets to Game Day Hospitality's Red Zone Tailgate Party. Tickets include food, drink, entertainment, and access to the VIP tent. Visit our contest page at WGR550.com. The Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is coming up. Sean McDermott in 20 minutes. Sal's in here. He's hot. He's mad.
I'm not that hot. I'm curious. I'm listening. Have you, neither of you have ever had Gator Tail?
No.
No. No.
Wow.
I think I know
tasty?
What that is.
Yes. When you live in Florida, it's a thing.
Yeah.
Gator tail. You go to a restaurant, they have gator tail. Like, oh yeah, it's good. It's like these little bites.
Yeah.
It's gator tail. It's really good.
I'm into it.
When you were talking about eating gator, I'm like, well, you don't really eat gator, but you do eat gator tail. It's very good.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
I think you both would love it.
I would eat it. I would try it.
If it's on the dog tonight or tomorrow night.
The gator tail dog.
All right, there you go.
McDermott coming up in 20 minutes?
Just about. So, I mean, last time it was going to be 10:15, and it was actually a little earlier. So keep your head and ears on a swivel, everybody. Sean McDermott in the first half hour of the Extra Point Show.
And you don't think they will not rule players out today?
No, won't do that. That'll be tomorrow with the final injury report. We might get an indication of...
Yeah.
I don't think he would. Actually, hey, you know what? A couple weeks ago, I remember early in the season, he did rule people out early in the week, but that was to the media, you know, in the press room. So it could happen. He could say he's not going to play this week, talking about anybody. My sense is, though, we'll just get like where these guys stand today with one day left of practice before that.
Yeah. All right. My read of it through you is Ed Oliver's probably least likely because he was nowhere to be seen. Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for us. It's Football Friday. Thanks, everybody, to listen. Football Friday. Always a good time. And go Sabres on Saturday. Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law Car Crash. Call Salino and by Crosby's Pizza and Sub. Start your game day the Crosby's way.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.